Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for May 22nd, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have a comment piece from our Ben Schoen that basically does a rundown and kind of a response to the rumors that have been floating around that Samsung, and with its Gear S4 smartwatch, might be planning a big swap of Tizen for Google's Wear OS operating system. Basically, he does kind of a rundown on what Samsung might have to gain from switching to Wear OS and what Samsung might lose if they do switch away from this trusty Tizen operating system that they've been running on their smartwatches for several years now. We obviously don't know at this point really what's going to happen with this, whether Samsung's really going to make the switch, because the rumors are pretty sketchy at this point. But you should read this article. It does do a pretty good job of summarizing what it would mean for Samsung if they did make that decision. Next up, we have an Android P render that's found deep within the settings app that has been making the rounds, for some reason being claimed to show as the Pixel 3 or be evidence of the design for the Pixel 3, thanks to a post that was, I think, first shared on Forbes. Basically, the long story short is that this render that's in the Android P developer preview has been publicly visible in the settings app since the day of I/O, since the developer preview 2 rolled out to users. And so we really don't have any reason to believe that this, quote, leak resembles the Pixel 3, obviously. But obviously, there is some kind of a chance that with its very generic design, which is, I think that's what it is. This is just a very generic design that Google used, and these rumors are being blown way out of proportion. Obviously, there's a chance that that design might somehow resemble the design of the Pixel 3, because, you know, all phones are basically moving to this very small bezel, near bezel-less front display. So, you know, who knows? We'll see later this year. Third, we have the new YouTube Music, which is beginning to roll out today with Smart Search, a new desktop app, and more. On the mobile side of things, everything is probably pretty familiar to you, but this all comes after an announcement last week that YouTube Music would begin to roll out soon. Today, that's finally happening, and you can check that out over at the YouTube Music website. You can read more at 9to5google.com. There is a free tier of YouTube Music, actually, that is ad-supported, but you need to upgrade to Music Premium for $10 a month if you would like to remove those ads, or you can upgrade to Premium, YouTube Premium, it's very confusing, for $12 a month if you would like ad-free YouTube experience and other features thrown in across YouTube as a whole. You should read more about that, as mentioned, over at 9to5 Google. And finally today, Google and LG unveiled the, quote, world's highest res OLED display for mobile AR and VR, and it has 3 times the pixels per inch of the Rift or the Vive. Basically, this is a project that Google has been embarking on for about a year now, and it's finally coming to fruition. The company announced this very, very high resolution display for VR headsets, and you can read about all those details over at 9to5 Google. You should subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player if you haven't already. And you can subscribe to receive updates Monday through Friday. Tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.